Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. It's a great time to live in Mississippi, and we're talking about it. Welcome to the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank Studio. Hope you're having a great day as we continue to celebrate so many amazing people across the great state of Mississippi who are working in the trenches to make a difference. Today is a special show for me because it's a continuation of a conversation that Paige Roberts and a series of young people and I have been having about the challenge they had in Jackson County with teen suicides. A tough conversation, but at the end of the day, what they've done to respond to it is so hopeful and so dynamic and so, I mean, it's life-saving what they've done in Jackson County. And frankly, what we hope will happen as a result of this is that more more schools will begin to embody what Hope Squad stands for, maybe even adopting Hope Squad, and that schools across the state will be supported by the state legislature and other funds that are available throughout the state to have Hope Squad in their school. So by the time we get done with this conversation today, I think you're going to have a good feel for why Hope Squad is such a really good option. I think one of the better options available to schools today. And we'll be coming to my friend Paige Roberts here in just a second. I've mentioned by now, if you're a regular listener, you know this, that I've been writing a book about hope that was originally driven by learnings after Hurricane Katrina. But because of Emma and Paige and people like them, I expanded the book to embody this whole notion of finding hope. And I want to remind you, for people who have not heard the story of Emma Benoit, I'm just going to read the section that comes from that discusses her. And then I'm going to end with someone who's been on the show before, Vicky Vo, who was a member of Hope Squad at the time, joined me on the show and then ultimately went to the state legislature and gave this speech that got a resounding standing ovation. And so I'm going to share that, and then we're going to go to Paige, and then I'm going to introduce three students who are going to be joining us today. So let me share the excerpt from my book, Finding Hope, and then we'll come over to Paige. In 2023, Emma Benoit, a former Louisiana cheerleader, joined me on my Super Talk Mississippi show, this show, her voice fearless and determined as she shared the storm of darkness and silence she had faced. At 16, she was St. Amant High's vibrant homecoming maid, her smile hiding a crushing battle with depression. In 2017, Emma tried to end her life with a gunshot and was left paralyzed, her world a mess, but she didn't quit. Instantly, she regretted her decision. She faced the pain straight up, no hiding. When she came on my show, she laid it all to bear, sharing her faith, her therapy, and her mission to save others. That rawness turned into My Ascension, a documentary, and her mission, This Is My Brave, which pushes teens across the country to face their struggles and talk about them. Emma's courage shows how facing your darkest moments head on can give you hope and light, give you hope and light a fire for others who are lost. Her passion to make a difference hit me hard, reminding me of the gutted out strength I saw in people after Hurricane Katrina, people who kept going no matter what. Emma shows us all the power of a single voice, the power that a single voice can have when unafraid to speak. It goes on from there, and then it says this: you have the courage now. You're face your mess. Be real about it and let your story give someone else the guts to keep going. In classrooms, tell a peer about a fear, grades, or feeling left out. Your openness shows that they're not alone. Vicky Vo, a high school senior who became part of Hope Squad, an effort led by Emma and Paige Roberts in Jackson County, along with other leaders, after a string of tragic teen suicides in Jackson County, that she embodied living out loud when she stood at the Mississippi Senate floor in 2025, her voice steady, despite years of battling anxiety, perfectionism, and suicidal thoughts. She shared with senators, as she had on my show, her journey through perfectionism's crushing weight to find purpose in peer support, advocated by Hope Squad. And she urged elected leaders to fund mental health programs like Hope Squad. Her words, straight up and bold, got the whole room on their feet clapping. And I'll admit, as I watched the video, I got choked up watching Vicky's passion. Her courage, built from her own private hell, showed that facing your struggles can give others the courage to keep going. Peer groups like those in Hope Squad teach young people to share raw stories in safe spaces. And the lesson goes on from there, but it's a very powerful lesson, something that I've learned as a result of studying and focusing on this notion of what can we do to make a difference. And so with all that said, let me bring my friend Paige Roberts into the conversation and just say, it's amazing, Paige, how much time has passed since you guys decided you weren't going to stand by any longer. You had to do something, but it has made a difference, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And I think besides the 14 Hope Squads that are going into their second school year right now across Jackson County, the middle schools, the high schools, there are also Hope Squads starting this school year in George County, Stone County, and Hancock County. And George County and Stone County are including their elementary schools in addition to the middle and high schools.
Yeah, I was plotting, actually, as part of my book, studying just how important Hope Squad has become in America, but their growth has been tremendous. It's been awesome to see it because there's a magic behind how they do it, isn't it? Isn't there, Paige?
Yes, there are more than 2,000 Hope Squads across the country. Hope Squad's been around for about 20 years, but it is a beautiful organic method of choosing these Hope Squad members, where all the students in that grade are asked to identify three students they already see as trustworthy, someone they might already take their problems to, someone who is inclusive and kind. And the names that bubble up to the top are the ones that create the Hope Squad. And so these young people already have what we know to be a high emotional IQ, clearly, because kids are already seeking them out when they have problems. And we know, especially in the teenage years, kids go to other kids when they have bad feelings of any kind. Well, really, feelings good or bad, they like to share them with their peers. And this equips the Hope Squad members to know when to get a trusted adult. These Hope Squad members are not counselors. They are connectors.
And it has gone incredibly well. I know from the last conversation that you and I had with Vicky Vo and Jacob D'Angelo that the way they talked about it, it was like life changing. I mean, in Jacob's situation, the death of his friend Sawyer and what he learned about that. In the case of Vicky dealing with perfectionism and how she talked to the Senate about that. It's life-changing experiences. And when you are able to embody that in such a mature way, the way that they look at it, they know that by listening to others, that they can, you know, who might they say that they, you know, it's amazing what has happened with Hope Squad. And let me introduce the three Hope Squad members who are with us today. And they were part of this incredibly good documentary that WLOX put together. And if you haven't seen it, I would really encourage you to look it up. We'll give you more about that before we get off the conversation today. But Madeline Broussard, who's a senior at St. Martin High School, Millie Portwine, who's a freshman at Pascagoula High, and Bristol Stubbs, an eighth grader at Gaucher Middle School. I just want to welcome all three of you to the show today. Thank you for joining me. So Madeline, we only have like less than 2 minutes. But in a short time we're together, when someone asks you, what is Hope Squad? You know, what's your elevator speech? What do you say to them?
Hope Squad is a peer-to-peer connection group. And as Paige said, we are not counselors. We are more about building connections and kind of being that safe space for our peers and our classmates so that they have someone to talk to. And they know that we are a safe space and that they're not alone. And we are also trained on how to deal and how we can lead them, you know, in a way, if we need to encourage them to talk to a counselor or to an adult, a trusted adult, or even calling the 988 hotline, or, you know, we're really focused on ending the stigma and letting our classmates know that they are not alone, and that it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to talk to people if they need help.
Yeah, that's one of the most powerful things that Emma brings to the table, that it's okay not to be okay. Secondly, that vulnerability is a strength. We tend to think of, you know, you have to be invulnerable as you go through your life. And one of the things that touches me about your story, Madeline, and I was touched deeply about it, and your struggle with perfectionism and your story in general, and how coming to grips with that has helped make you even a better Hope Squad member, able to help others in a very empathetic way. So when we come back on the other side, we'll pick it up right there, and then we'll get to know the other two Hope Squad members who are with us as well. We'll see you after this break.
His passion and love for Mississippi is why he's here. This is the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank Studio. We have a very special show today. It's I'll call it Hope Squad 2. This is the second opportunity we've had to visit with students who have been selected as members of their Hope Squad. The three that we have today, Madeline Broussard, Millie Portwine, and Bristol Stubbs, were all featured in the WLOX documentary. And I'm so thankful that they're willing to tell their stories and be part of a conversation like this, because the more we talk about it, the better off we're going to be. The more schools that adopt a Hope Squad approach, I think the better off we are. And I think you'll have a better feel for that by the time we get done with this conversation today. So when we went to break, though, we were talking with Madeline Broussard, who's a senior at St. Martin High. And I mentioned that she has a story to tell. And, you know, it's interesting because I have seen her on the documentary. I had not had the opportunity to visit with her, but before the show started, I had a chance to really get to know her better. And I find her to be an incredibly mature young woman who has a sense of what she wants to do with her life. But she's also open about struggles she's had along the way, which I think that empathy, that willingness to tell your story, to speak out loud, to show people it's okay at times not to be okay, is kind of part of what the Hope Squad's all about. And so Madeline's in a beautiful position to be able to share that. So Madeline, when you're talking to people about your story, how do you talk about it?
I usually start out with that I'm an athlete and I've played softball for 15 years. And that it was very hardcore from the beginning. My parents were very hardcore about it. All the teams that I were on were very hardcore about it. and one story that I always bring up is when I was like 10 or 11 years old, I played for this team. I was the youngest person on the team and I played up with, you know, seventh graders. These girls are already playing school softball. And the coaches that I had were former college coaches. They treated us as if we were college players. And one time before practice, I was sitting there, whatever, and I was looking at my thighs, and one of my coaches comes up to me and she says, "We're going to turn that ugly thigh fat into muscle." And I was 10 or 11 years old. I was raised to be in a very body positive household. I was never raised to not like my body. Those coaches also said that, like, if you got sick, it's your fault for not taking care of yourself. There was one girl who broke her ankle. They said it was her fault for not taking care of herself. They were very hardcore, and being 10 years old, having that stuff kind of instilled into your brain. And like every time I made an error, they were in my ear. And so even now, 7 years later, it still was in my ear. Any time I messed up, I would beat myself down, yell at myself. And then I came to Hope Squad. We did our first training and we had an activity to do. and it was like a role-playing activity. And my person that I was role-playing was an athlete. They were struggling behind their smiles. They were a straight A student. Their coaches depended on them. Like I told Ricky, I was playing varsity when I was like my freshman year. So I've always been held to a very high standard. And the pressure does kind of get to me sometimes. And while I was reading the role play, I looked to my fellow Hope Squad member and I was like, this is real. Like, I really don't feel like I'm role playing. I don't feel like I'm pretending. It felt like me. Like I was telling my actual story, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of when I realized that it's okay to, like, my mental health was really not good. I wasn't doing well with my mental health, and Hope Squad really opened my eyes to understanding that it's okay to not be okay. And through Hope Squad, I kind of learned how to cope and how to better my mental health. I learned boundaries. I learned affirmations, daily affirmations. I learned how to talk to myself in a kind way. And it really has helped me in the long run. As I was telling Ricky before the show started, I did just quit softball, which was a very hard decision to make, but it came down to my mental health. And over the past 3 years, my mental health was so bad, and I didn't want to put myself through that for my last year of high school. So because I set boundaries my junior year, the boundaries were crossed. So I took control of my life, and I feel like it's made me a stronger person. And I definitely understand, even my teammates, they're still talking to me and they're still saying, hey, how do I do this? I have my peers, especially my teammates, is what I loved so much, come to me and ask me about things. And what I really advocated for last year was athletes' mental health. Paige and I and an athletic director, Story, we all collaborated a little bit, making an athletes' mental health survey and a survey for coaches on how they think their players' mental health is, and just to collect data. Because I feel like coaches really don't know how their players are doing sometimes. You know, they think that they're fine, but they really aren't. A lot of us struggle, especially at the high school level. Because a lot of people, they're wanting to go to college for this. You know, this, if it's a football player, this could be their entire life, NFL or MLB or NBA, all the big time leagues. And it's a lot of pressure. And so with the survey that came out, it came out at the end of the year. I took it. I was very proud of myself. Looking at it, because we were in collaboration for the second semester of last year. And it was just great to see that, to know that I was a part of something so big. And the root of everything that has happened is Hope Squad. And I love that I've been able to spread the hope and spread the awareness and try to end the stigma as much as possible.
Madeline, your story from the documentary touched me, but it even touches me more now. And Paige, what she and I were chatting about before you guys joined, she was literally walking me through the decision she made to not play sports this year. And she took me through the process and the conversation she had with her parents, and, you know, it was a difficult decision, but it's one that she made herself. And by the time she got finished telling me the story, I couldn't think of anything else to say to her other than I'm proud of her. I've only known her through the documentary and through what you said to me about her. But, you know, we did have a chance to get to know each other before the show started. But her thoughtful approach about all of this, and she's, you can tell she's at ease with her decision. And it's a beautiful thing to see in that regard, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so very proud of Madeline. In the same way, I'm proud of the other Hope Squad kids I know, because they do take this all so much to heart, and they understand the value in what they're being taught for themselves, and then also how to share that and make a difference in the lives of their peers, whether it's their close friends or new friends that they make. And you can even hear the school bell going off as each of the girls are in their own schools right now. And it's a familiar sound, but some of the pressures are not as familiar for all of the kids. And Madeline getting to where she is a very big win for her, for Hope Squad, and for all who know and celebrate Madeline.
Yeah, what's interesting is that people, in spite of what she may or may not have been telling people what she was going through, she was already selected as a leader, as an empathetic leader by her peers. And now when you add to that her openness, her willingness to make her mess her mission and to say it's okay not to be okay and it's okay to be, you know, vulnerable, et cetera, that it makes her even a better friend, a better peer, a better Hope Squad member. And it's just a beautiful thing to see, because we'll never know where all this was headed. You know, in other words, the crossroads was met and other choices have been made. And now Madeline's in a position where she can help others and help herself. You know, so it goes hand in glove together. We'll be back to you in a second, Madeline, but I want to get to Millie Portwine real quick. We have less than a minute, Millie, but when someone asks you about Hope Squad, how do you say it to them?
I like to say that it's a group of your peers that you can always come to and always feel comfortable saying anything to, because we're not going to judge you.
Yes, that's so true. It's so beautiful.
A judge-free zone, Ricky, is a precious gem, because we live in a very judgy world. And I think I want to reiterate what she said there, is when we say it is a safe space, we mean that we accept what you're saying and what you're feeling. We're validating that, and they're making their peers feel good about what may not be a good feeling, but that it's okay.
Yes. In fact, when we come back with Millie Portwine from a freshman at Pascagoula High, we're going to drill down a little bit on why she thinks she got selected to be a member of Hope Squad and what has it meant for her. And then we'll get to know Bristol Stubbs, an eighth grader at Gaucher, a middle school as well. We'll see you after this break.
Reminding you why we all love living in this great state of Mississippi. It's the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
At the beginning of the show today, incidentally, welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank studio. At the beginning of the show, I shared a just small excerpt about conversations with someone we had long conversations with on this show, Emma Benoit, a suicide attempt survivor who is inspiring the nation with her story and her message of hope. And that particular lesson that I shared was about living out loud, about sharing your story. And you heard already from the conversation we had with Madeline Broussard that is so important. That's something I think Hope Squad is doing such a great job at, helping young people live out loud and tell their stories and be willing to share and have conversations with their peers. Just before the break, we got a chance to meet Millie Portwine, who's a freshman at Pascagoula High. Millie, talk to me more about it. I'm curious, you again, each of these three guests today were selected by their peers to be a part of the Hope Squad. So have you always been seeing Millie as someone who is someone your friends can talk to?
I believe so. I haven't been told any different. And I feel like my friends have always told me stuff that maybe they haven't really told, like, the counselors or their parents or something like that.
So, what has Hope Squad meant to you? Let's talk a little bit about that.
To me, I feel like it's been a good way to connect to people that maybe I wouldn't have connected with otherwise, especially during our activities that we do. A lot of people want to know what we're doing and why we're doing it and like why I'm a part of it, and just answering those questions. It feels good to talk to new people and see their way of seeing it.
Yeah. Hey, Millie, has there been a case since you got your Hope Squad training and became a member of Hope Squad? Has there been a moment when a friend of yours or peer has engaged you in a conversation where you were thinking the whole time that you were having the conversation that, wow, this is why we have Hope Squad here. I'm so glad that I'm in this position where I can listen. Has that happened to you?
I believe it's happened several times. Even just simple conversations can make you think, isn't this amazing that we can make everybody feel comfortable and not judged, even with a simple conversation?
Yeah, one of the things that Madeline and I were talking about before the show started was the role that social media plays. And there's no mystery about this anymore. The studies and the psychologists and the experts around the world are fully aware now of what social media does to our children. And it's undeniable. But what it does is it creates this need to be perfect. It creates this need to display an image of yourself that is not in touch with who you really are. And just set that aside for a second. I think just as human beings, we tend to go through life moving too fast. We don't stop long enough to understand the essence of who people are. We don't look people in the eyes and we don't wonder about them. And we're just moving too fast. There may be lots of reasons why we don't stop in the hall to say hello to someone and so on. But you add that to the social media world that we're in today and it makes it even worse. So, you know, when you think about, you know, people connecting, that living these sort of make-believe worlds in some respect on social media, how much has Hope Squad sort of helped break some of those barriers down?
I would say that it's helped to, a lot of people are reposting and posting more positive content and a lot more that's things that are saying, I love myself, I feel confident, that at least that's what I have seen.
Yeah. Yeah, Paige, listen, peer pressure and all of this was always part of the school experience long before social media came along. But this thing that social media has done, that it just has exacerbated that. So, I'd like to get your perspective on how you believe Hope Squad has kind of tore some of those barriers down.
Well, the studies, as you said, Ricky, are abound in the negative impact of social media and the technology and what it's done to the way we treat each other, how we treat each other, and how we even talk to ourselves, and whether we're listening to a false narrative or words that heal or words that hurt. And it's especially important to note that females, young girls like Bristol, Millie, and Madeline struggle with perfectionism. It is something wired in females that makes them more susceptible to this idea of having to be perfect. And I know in the documentary WLOX produced called Hope in the Hallways, Millie, you mentioned that. Do you remember that? Talking about talk to yourself when you're battling ideas of perfectionism?
Yeah. It definitely is something that a lot of people struggle with, but I feel like it's getting better and there's not so much negative self image.
So yeah, Hope Squad, I think, Ricky, through the activities that Millie mentioned, whether it's a Hopegram that you have sent to someone that gave you a feeling of hopefulness for some reason and they may not even have realized, or it's a hope chain made up of paper links that describe why you're hopeful, or even the hope tree that includes the leaves of your hopes and dreams, all of those different activities and the way those activities intend for the students to feel seen and heard helps improve your self-image and to better battle perfectionism like Madeline described.
Yeah, so let's bring Bristol Stubbs, who's an eighth grader at Gaucher Middle School, into the conversation, and we'll all join in on this. But Bristol, when you hear them talking about that, one of the things that comes to mind is that by implementing Hope Squad in your school, it begins to establish a new expectation. Maybe people feel a little bit more accountable for what they say, but at the end of the day, having a scenario where peers feel more comfortable to talk to each other, it's got to make a difference. Tell me about your experience.
I've noticed that our school has been more positive recently. Like over the summer, more people were asking about Hope Squad and asking how they could get in. And this year we plan to do more at our school. Like, because we would only just have meetings and talk about what we could do. We never really got able, like we didn't get to the point where we could do the activities we wanted to do.
Yeah. So yeah, for you though, it's important you were selected because your peers already see you as someone they can talk to. And now you're being empowered with some training that makes you even better at that. You got to be excited about going into this new year, playing a role in that.
I am. Whenever I got chosen, like no one really knew until like they called me to the office and then they told me go down to the room that we meet up in. And at first I didn't know what it was, but then over time I started to grow and know like what Hope Squad was about.
Yeah, that's really exciting. So what are you looking forward to most this year?
Probably more of the activities we're going to do. And they said we might go and meet with the other Hope Squad members, like at Comer and like close to like schools nearby, like not too far.
Yeah. I love that though, because it gives you a chance to see what each other's experiences are and learn from each other and be inspired. I mean, even when I was in business, we used to call looking for the best of the best, looking for best practices so we could, you know, learn from them and do better in that regard. But that's an exciting thing. So Madeline, you've been hearing all of this the whole time, but when you have Hope Squad in your school, it does establish a new expectation about how we want to treat each other, doesn't it?
Definitely. I agree with that. After last year, because last year was our first year, I really feel like it boosted like morale when we have the activities. Like Millie said, I'm talking to people that I never even thought I would ever talk to. There's different kids from all the different lunches coming, and you're meeting all these different people from the different kind of groups and the cliques, but everyone just looks excited. And I've seen people when we do like the Hope Grams, they really put thought and they really put effort into it. And when they get the stickers, I have a sticker on my computer right now that I got, and it says you're stronger than you think. And it's a great reminder. And I see people that grab the stickers and they'll put them on their water bottles and they read it. And it's just, it's an affirmation that I talked about. I love affirmations. I do daily affirmations and I feel like they're just an amazing thing.
I think that is so awesome. That is so awesome. When we come back, we'll have our final segment with Paige and her wonderful team of Hope Squad members. We'll see you after this.
At- And now, back to more of the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank Studio. I've really, really enjoyed this conversation. I hope that you have too. The leadership in Jackson County, coming from the chamber through Paige and other community leaders, is so important. And I was reading an article not long ago about Hope Squad, and it really touched me. And it was about this really popular kid that had finally decided to talk to this very quiet kid in the cafeteria. And what this very popular kid learned about this quiet kid is that this kid was an extraordinary artist. And it just unleashed this great conversation between the two of them that now they're best friends. But they would have never really crossed paths with one another. And this popular kid that was part of Hope Squad would have never known to reach out to this quiet kid and know that his curiosity unleashed a relationship that will probably be with them for the rest of their lives. It's a beautiful thing. So, Bristol, let's come back over to you before we leave the conversation and get back to Paige to kind of sum it all up. You're an eighth grader. Bristol Stubbs is an eighth grader at Gaucher Middle School. But Paige mentioned something about something you said to your mother about wearing your Hope Squad shirt. Tell me about that.
What I told my mom, we kind of had a sit-down talk about it. I told her that whenever I put on my Hope Squad shirt, I feel like I'm ready to talk to anybody who like needs or wants to talk to somebody, but they don't know who to talk to. And I am really appreciative that I was chosen as a Hope Squad member. And it's like, I don't know if we have Hope Squad at our high school, but I think it's just our middle school. But to be a part of it just at Gaucher Middle School, I feel really proud of myself. And I'm just like really happy that I got chosen for it.
God bless you. That's really beautiful. And that's what Hope Squad wants you to feel. They want you to feel that this is an affirmation to the empathy that you possess that other kids have seen, and they've selected you, and now you can be a part of that. And that's really, really powerful. So, Paige, coming back over to you. I mean, don't you love hearing that?
Oh, absolutely. It's almost like superhero costume or uniform, right? It's the message that and the symbol that the Hope Squad on that shirt sends to Bristol and to the other kids in her school. And yes, Bristol, there is a Hope Squad at Gaucher High. And Millie, as you mentioned, Ricky, is a ninth grader at Pascal High, and she was on the Hope Squad at Calmer Middle School before coming up here to be on the Hope Squad. So it's a great team, and it is intended to create a culture and feed a culture in the schools of kindness and inclusivity and helping every student realize that they're seen and important and valuable. It is, in the end, a suicide prevention program. There is no question about that. But it is the way you go about preventing the suicides that is so hopeful and positive.
Yeah, when you hear Jacob D'Angelo talk about his friend Sawyer and you as well, that Sawyer told his parents or father that it was one of the best days of his life, and then he went upstairs and took his own life. When you hear the impact of that, it you can't just walk away from that. You have to, and then there were other suicides, teen suicides in Jackson County as well. This is a proven program. And it's okay to talk about the stated intentions of the program. It's not something we should turn our heads to. It is a reality of life and something we need to face. Correct, Paige?
Oh, Oh, yes. There have been suicides in Jackson County, Harrison County, Hancock County, teenagers over the last couple years who did see and feel only their pain and the darkness. And that is why we want to make sure that kids understand that it's okay to talk about their feelings. Yes, after a suicide, there are ways to talk about it, but in a general way of just when we're interacting and sharing our thoughts and our feelings with each other, it is helpful to use the words we need to use.
Yeah, I can't. But at the end of the day, the most important thing that Hope Squad does is it teaches kids how to grasp onto hope and how to feel hope with your friends. And if your friend is not feeling it, help them find an approach. Let them know that there's help for them. You're not trying to be a counselor, as you guys talked about. You're just trying to be someone who can listen. And boy, does it make a difference when people say what's on their mind. It really does. And I've read the statistics of Hope Squad, and they are outstanding. And every school should have a Hope Squad before this is over with. God bless all of you guys. It's been a pleasure to spend some time with you. Madeline Broussard from St. Martin High School, Billy Portwine from Pascagoula High School, Bristol Stubbs from Gaucher Middle School, and my friend Paige Roberts. God bless you, Paige, and all of you.
Thank you, Ricky.
Okay. You bet.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, you guys. Yes, God bless you. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.